Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got some futures. We'll get some player futures coming up. We started talking about team futures, and I don't think we really got anywhere. What about the Bears at 9-1, Sam? I heard you're big on the Bears at 9-1. They are 0-2 in the division. They haven't won a division game. They still face Green Bay twice, though. But just NFC North thoughts, where are we at? Detroit's the favorite. Green Bay's the second favorite. Detroit the favorite, 6-3. Green Bay's second favorite, 5-3-1. And then the Bears are the third favorite at 9-1 with a 6-3 record. It certainly seems like the books are laughing at the idea. If you look at their playoff odds, too, like, they're not a favorite, even though they're right there. They're kind of laughing at the idea that the Bears are going to be in the postseason.
I would much rather bet the Bears to make the playoffs or go over the win total, 9.5. Same price, by the way, at least at BetMGM. So over 9.5 wins is +140. Make the playoffs is +140. I would much rather swim in those waters than bet them at 9-1, 10-1 to win the division. It just feels like they are rolling out the red carpet for you to come in and bet that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're 6-3, tied for first. Here's 9-1. They're going to be dogs in so many of these games down the stretch. And it's not to say that they can't win a handful of those games. We've talked about the schedule, man. It's just very difficult to imagine a team ripping off that many outright upsets down the stretch. Not impossible. I would much rather, though, I'd much rather bet them over 9.5 or make the playoffs. Probably the same bet. You probably need 10 wins to get in, right? So it's essentially the same bet. I would much rather make that bet than bet them to win the division.
You think San Francisco has any chance? They're two games back in the loss column. I know you would need some losses to pile up, but the Rams and Seahawks are going to play each other twice still, including this week. And I ask this because the Niners are 13-1. They're done with the Rams. They split with them. They beat Seattle, and then they get Seattle in week 18. So I'm just thinking, the answer is probably not, but I was just thinking, could it be in a situation where they can come down to the very last week up against Seattle? And then they would have the advantage. If they could tie Seattle, then they win the division if it's the two of them, because that would mean a sweep, a season sweep.
I find that interesting you bring up the Bears and then the Niners, because those two teams are going to play on December 28th, and the winner of that game might go to the playoffs. That's where we could sit. You look at the price, the Niners right now to make the playoffs, it's come down. You brought it up last week. I think it was minus 450 or minus 500, yes. Now it's minus 3.25, yes. So the Niners' price has come down. Of course, you get blown out on Sunday. Every afternoon game was a blowout. Seahawks roll, Lions roll, Rams roll. I hope the Niners win 11 games, selfishly, because I bet over 10.5 wins in the summer when everybody on defense was healthy. I don't feel great about it, not at all. But here we go. The Niners to make the playoffs are still a $3 favorite, and the Bears are plus 140, plus 150. They play in Santa Clara on the 28th of December. And the winner of that game, honestly, might be the final playoff team in the NFC.
That's a great point. Right now, the Bears are the sixth seed. And if you want to say Bears don't make the playoffs, they're a favorite to miss. If you want to say the Bears don't make the playoffs, they're out, somebody else is in, that's fine. The odds are saying that San Francisco would be the team that's in. But we've got a half a season of football to go. Is there any way it's somebody else who's on the outside? It's San Francisco, then it's Carolina, Minnesota, Dallas. Sam, all these teams are 6, 7, 8, 9 to 1 to make the playoffs. They're all super long shots. So I do wonder, is it really the top eight is the top eight, and there's going to be nobody else that jumps into this conversation?
I'm just so glad that we didn't drink the Kool-Aid on the Falcons and bet over 9. I'm so glad we dodged that bullet. I did it 2 years ago and got burned. Did not do it last year. And I thought, well, now you got the quarterback. No. Same old thing. Same old Atlanta. 3-6. Ain't going to happen. They're not winning 10 because you need 10. Obviously, 9's a push. I look at some of the bets that I thought about making. One of them was Commanders under 9.5, which did not get there either. But at 3-7, and now Daniels is hurt. I mean, that's an under for sure. How about the Saints? I know we're talking about playoff teams. Yeah. Is there a chance? I can't remember if GRP has the farm on under 3.5 or 4.5, or maybe both. I know he's got a lot of the portfolio on the Saints under the win total. What if they mess around and win 4 games or 5 games and just crush GRP?
Dude, well, I mean, some of his bets are just so dead already. Like, pretty big bets. I was... I love how he does the chance to win, and he puts him like 7%. He's just guessing. It's just like in his estimation. Like, he's got four. If you go to the bottom of his portfolio that he tweeted out yesterday, he's got 4 bets that are at 1% that he puts at 1%, and he always overestimates.
Halfway through the season.
Oh, so he said he bet under 6.5 on Saints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he did an alt at like minus 170. Is there a second Saints bet that he made?
He did. You're right.
Under three and a half
at plus 150. Yes.
Oh, plus 150.
Yes.
Oh, so he's going to hit the 6.5 bet for sure. Okay, there we go. I knew he made a second bet. I couldn't remember if it was 3.5 or 4.5. But if he made it at plus money, that's a decent bet. They're scheduled down the stretch. Falcons up next, the mighty Falcons, at Miami, at Tampa, home against Carolina, home against the Jets, at the Titans, at the Falcons. Look, young teams with rookie head coaches are going to try. They are going to try down the stretch. I don't think they're getting a 7, though, unfortunately.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 coach of the year bets.
It's awesome.
Cornered the market. Awesome. Yeah.
Does he have all the coaches like on top two? I lose track of all the bets, but I know
he's got a couple in the middle and the rest at the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of the guys who are favored to win the award now, Vrabel is plus 120. I know he's got Vrabel, right?
Yep. At 5-1.
Steichen. He's got Steichen. I know he's got McDonald, too.
Yes.
And
he
then
does.
There's a huge drop to Ben Johnson at 25-1. So Vrabel 120, Steichen 175, McDonald 350, and then Ben Johnson 25-1. How many of the top four does he have? Three?
He has Vrabel, Steichen, McDonald. He does not have McVay or Ben Johnson.
Or Shanahan.
Or Shanahan, right. Yeah. Got Baker MVP.
That's not winning.
Offensive rookie. Ibuka's the favorite now. Dart concussed against the Bears. Daboll fired. Dart probably not going to play this week. Now they switch. Ibuka's a favorite, minus 120. Dart plus 160. I've got a lot of Dart. We've talked about that all year. Sam, I started looking at some of these numbers. And outside of Dart, the other guys involved. Like Ibuka, 627 yards. The third favorite, Warren, 617 yards. Judkins, 631 yards. Like they're all, as far as yardage, all these running backs and receivers, they have very different numbers, but they're all very close. And then I started thinking, what if this is just a start for Travion Henderson? Do you realize that he's less than 100 yards behind Judkins, who's been starting a while, and he has three touchdowns, Henderson? What if he gets the majority of the work moving forward? Henderson is 50-1, and he's got half a season to go. The explosiveness that we saw on Sunday, could we get this on a regular basis where he has these explosive plays? Then he's going to blow everyone out of the water in this rookie race.
So the best price you can find on him right now, I like what you're throwing down here. I just wish Vrabel valued him as much as we do, because Vrabel just doesn't give him the ball a bunch, and I don't understand why. There's a 50-1 in the market on Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bet the 35 and the 30 when you can bet a 40 or a 50? I see the vision for sure. I just worry that there's too many cooks in the kitchen there in that backfield. And now they're talking about, oh, well, Stevenson's on the way back.
Like, who cares?
I agree with you, but I think there's this weird thing there where Vrabel wants equal opportunity backfield. And that's going to hurt Henderson. I think it's very clear he's the best back, but he's not getting number one share, that's for sure. Maybe that changes. If it does, kiss the 50 goodbye. This would be a good time to buy some Henderson stock, though, at 50. How's my Omarion Hampton ticket looking? Oh, 150.
It was looking good. It was. And then everybody on the Chargers decided to get hurt, including him.
Yeah, the whole line got hurt, and then he got hurt.
Yep. That sucks. Do you think Dart's okay if he misses one game?
Yes. Can't miss more than that, though.
Yeah. I'm worried I'm going to be in a position where it's like I'm just going to miss on Ibuka. And then he ends up winning.
The problem with the Dart thing is that he missed so many games on the front, right?
Because
he didn't start right away. So that certainly doesn't help. I don't want to say he's out if he misses two games, but you know, if you only play 12 games or so, it's just hard to envision a guy on a team that's, what, 2-8 now? Like, all right, he played 12 games, and they won two of them, rookie of the year. Like, just aesthetically doesn't feel right.
Abdul Carter's finally not the favorite anymore. And I don't check this consistently, but defensive rookie Schwesinger is now the favorite over Carter. I'm like, finally, he hasn't done anything all year.
Yeah. Well, again, bad teams. Guys slide. Yep. When you have two wins, it's hard to give awards up.
Yep. May Stafford, your co-favorites for the NFL MVP. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Will Brinson from CBS Sports drops by next. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.